Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And if you want to see a sword fighting border collie, you can find us on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And if you also want to see the cats in the window with the dog, and turn up the volume and wait. It's a lightning and thunder strike, and it's pretty funny with these three animals. Anyway, that's what been going on in my house this week. Lots of storms, lots of wind, lots of power outages. I had power outages, cable outages, phone outages, not all at the same time, and really messed up. So we are in that time of year. And it's the second Sunday of the month, so it is our healing show. Linda Rasmussen is here. Brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. We're taking your phone calls. We've got open phone lines and would love to hear from others of you that would like free remote treatments. And all you got to do is pick up your phone, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. That's the local number. Toll-free is 888-298-5569. If you want to get in for free remote treatments, please pick up your phone soon, because we have to do current events. There's not much there to cover yet, or new this right now, but we get to dissect and digest Dr. Nell's newsletter, and there's a lot of good stuff there, so we need time for that. Anyway, pick up your phones if you want a free treatment. 425-373-5527. And I should also let you know, we did hear in the top of the hour from our Natasha Venter, and she will be here next week with us, because it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings with Natasha. So that's why I told Vicky, you know, if Marley's still around in his physical body by next Sunday, Vicky can call back in again, and we can have Natasha tune in with Marley and see where he's at next week. Because I'm thinking, Dr. Nelson, by the way, we just ought to bring up Vicky again, Nathan, so we can finish up this discussion now. What was I going to ask you, Dr. Nels? Lost my train of thought. It'll probably come around again. That's what I just grabbed it again. It came around. You've had a number of cases, and I think I'm remembering, I think it's a little palm, puffy palm Orania, maybe Chewy?
Chewy.
Okay, will you tell us Chewy's story? Because he went through what Marley's going through a bunch of times, only he's in a Pomeranian suit. But please tell that story.
Okay, well, little Chewy, just an amazing personality, first of all. He's one of those dogs that basically The world is his reality show, and the rest of us just got to be with it. All right. So that's kind
Mr.
of
Mr. Entertainment.
Yeah, he was the star of the show. So anyway, the first time I ever met Chewie and his owner Christy, she called me on a Sunday morning. I'm in the middle of breakfast, and she's crying because her poor little dog looks like he's choking and going to pass away. And he had had this, been diagnosed anyway with this collapsing trachea problem. And so she said, yeah, he's really struggling right now. And I said, okay, I'll wolf down my breakfast here. I'll get myself centered. I'll call you back. And we just did a little phone session right over the phone. I don't know if I was even doing Zoom or not then. If I was, I wasn't prepared. So I just, said, we're just going to launch.
I don't think we were doing Zoom back then. Yeah.
So anyway, he looked like he was passing away. His tongue was hanging out and turning purple, and his eyes were bugged out of his head. And no time to get to the vet at this point. He's just pretty much looking like a goner. So I just had her touch a few points and I was doing my thing. And at some point, she gets real quiet and she says, I think he's gone. He's not blinking. He's not breathing. And she's kind of sobbing quietly. And all of a sudden I had this whoosh go through my body. And it's like, oh, I thought to myself, his little spirit just left and said goodbye. And then it was about 10 seconds later, I hear a little more noise on the other end of the phone. And then Christy says, he just blinked. And now he's breathing. And he looks relaxed. And to sum it up, he was out. He was out in the dog park that afternoon running and playing with his friends. And we had this experience another time.
Right. And because this wasn't the only time that happened, because he kept getting ready to die a bunch of times. And his owner would call you, Nels, and you'd do a treatment and boom, he'd be back.
Yeah. Yeah. And we worked with him really regularly a lot. I mean, we really kept him pretty fit and happy for, I think it was 2.5 or 3 years. I mean, a long time.
Yeah, he stayed around. Yeah. So that's what I mean. Sometimes, they can be, as far as they're gone. And then, boom, they're right back and they're good for another 2 or 3 years, like, in Chewie's story. So you just never know, which way it's going to go. But I can remember that over and over again that would happen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Vicki, are you still with us?
Yes, that's adorable. I love that. Yeah, Marley's had some roller coaster. I think, oh, we're going down, and then he's back up. But he has had a steroid, which a low dose, which helps, and an appetite stimulant. So I kind of wrote it off. But today, when I saw him, because he's been kind of almost lifeless, and when Nels worked on him, and I saw him kind of run down the stairs, I thought, whoa, he's not ready. Yeah, thank you. But yeah, this with Jake, they've just been inseparable. I've seen dogs like that, but I've never seen.
And this is not your cat, though. This is a neighbor cat or something?
No, I have two cats. And Jake is a long-haired orange and white, beautiful.
Oh, so he's your other cat.
Yeah, and they were both two big males used to fight when I had Jake. They both came up in my backyard when I lived in Ballard by a ravine. But first it was Jake, and then it took a year and a half for this feral cat to literally just walk in the door, because I kept trying to help him with the coyotes and stuff to get in. And basically, Jake helped tame him, and I thought they were mortal enemies after having...
Okay, well, now I'm going to time you out here, Vicki, where you're telling us this story, because you still have Jake, right?
Yeah. And
he's a big orange kitty? Big orange kitty?
Yes, orange and white.
Well, Dr. Nels, I'm thinking you need to do a treatment on Jake to help him through this process as well.
It makes sense to me, absolutely.
All right, so what do you need to know to get a connection with Jake?
Yeah. Tell me again what he looks like.
Oh, I wish I could send you a picture. He's got beautiful green eyes, almost kind of roundish. I think he's been a person, quite honestly. Orange and white, long-haired. He's kind of like a tuxedo white, you know, but beautiful copper-colored. And he started developing some health issues himself.
Long hair or short hair?
Yeah. Long hair.
All right, okay. Dr. Nels is connected.
Yep,
all right, this is one thing when we're talking about how are our other animals affected by one passing, okay? Well, they can need help too with this. Now, generally speaking, my experience is animals understand the process of death and dying better than we humans do. So sometimes they just know and understand, and it's not hard for them. But others, you know, need some help and explanation. And so it would be a good thing, Vicki, for you to talk to Jake as well.
Yeah, I have been.
You know, to kind of help him understand what's going on and why. Now, then when it comes to the actual passing, now, if you end up taking your animal to the vet to be euthanized. If you have other dogs if it's a dog and you have dogs that they're bonded to, I will usually always take them with and let them be a part of the process of their friend leaving. Okay. They don't tend to have the emotional hangups with dying that we do. They know their spirit first and physical body second. So they don't, you know, we think, oh, God, I'm dying and I'm gone forever. Well, sorry, folks, that's not what happens. Yogananda says we live millions of lifetimes before we even figure out who God is and are interested in going home. But animals understand that better. And by the way, Vicki, I think you said this kitty was a human before. That can happen, go back and forth, but my understanding is when a soul vibration manifests on the earth plane, we come in through the mineral kingdom, go through the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, and the last stage before becoming human is the domestic animal kingdom, and often the last domestic lifetime before you come back in a human body is a cat.
Okay.
You okay? Because we are very powerful with our minds and we can will ourselves backwards sometimes, but that usually isn't the case. I'm not saying it isn't with Jake, but I just threw that in because it popped in. I always include my animals in the process. If it was going to be euthanizing at home, I would invite my other animals to be there. I would explain ahead of time what's going to happen and then let them join in or not. If I'm taking the animal to be euthanized, if they've got a good friend, then I usually take the friend with us to be with and through the process. But if that's not possible or an animal passes and the other animals aren't present, it is a good idea to explain to them what happened. And that, you know, remind that their friend was feeling really bad and their body was wearing out. And your doctor friend helped their little soul. And when I visualize this for the animal, I see a misty sort of soul vibration lifting from the body. And then the angels carrying it up. And they understand that. So you can explain to them what happened to their friend. And then know that animals often see a lot more than we see. And when you do have an animal pass, the soul will usually hang around you for a while. And my experience is they tend to stay on average about 3 days to make sure you're okay and all of that. And you'll often sometimes out of the corner of your eye, you see something. Or you look over and you think, oh, that the dog's on the couch. Oh, no, the dog's dead. And you look over, he's not really there. But you saw him there a minute ago. Or you go by and there's a dent on the furniture where they used to, because they have been there. So you can also explain to your animal friends, it won't be unusual for you to see you know, the other animal around, and they often do. But so the bottom line is that our animals are intelligent beings and they're great communicators, but they need understanding too. So you invite them to be either part of the process and let them participate, but they can be like humans. You know, my ex-husband who didn't want to be in the room when Drake was passing, he disappeared. Well, sometimes our animals are like that too, but you got to give them the option and then explain if they aren't aware of what's going on so that they aren't confused. Does that make sense, Vicki?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Now, anything else, Dr. Nels or Linda, that you want to chime in on this subject and stuff before we wrap up this whole our animals passing business?
Well, I'll just say that I did give Whiskers a nice tune-up, and he need Whiskers.
Oh, you mean Jake.
Sorry, Jake. Somehow the fluffy kitty thing transformed into Whiskers.
Yeah.
Jake. Jake definitely needed some tuning up, and
oh,
he got it. And I think that will help. And while you were talking, Martha, I just put in a little word with Jake about the situation, and
excellent.
He seems okay with it.
Excellent. Yeah, because see, like I said, our animals are better with the death and dying process than we are. Just innately, they just are more in tune. And maybe, you know, it's because they haven't been through all these human lifetimes to mess up the detail. But they just are more in tune and understand it better. But it is when you explain it to them, then that helps them know for sure what's going on. Anyway, Vicki, thank you so much for spending most of the show with us and for being the trigger to bring all the stories through, because no doubt there are others other than you going through this process and need some help and understanding. So let us know. You can always contact any of us off the air if you need us.
I will. And thank you so much, all of you, Nels. Bless you. God bless you. And Martha, God bless you. It was phenomenal. And Linda, God bless you. Thank you. It was hugely helpful.
And Vicki, check in with us next week just to let us know what's going on, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
All righty. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye.
All right. I'm trying not to repeat my spacing of ads last hour. So we will take care of our advertisers. And now, okay, if there's anybody out there thinking, I don't want to interrupt the discussion, we're done with the discussion now. You can call 425-373-5527. Unless, of course, you have something to add to the discussion, you could do that too. 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. Animal World continues. We'll take care of our advertisers first. Right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, and I'd love for you to join me Sunday, November 9 at 1 p.m. for Talk Cosmos Planet Buzz. My special guest, Robert J. Pacetti, joins me about sobering Saturn, flowing with jubilant Jupiter in our watery, emotional, psychic, and intuitive signs. Shape-shifting, our journey within and externally. Come journey with us, Talk Cosmos, on Sunday, November 9, 1 p.m., right here on KKNW AM.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. And where are y'all? I don't see any more phone calls coming in here. So anybody out there wants a free remote treatment for yourself or your animal friends or both, pick up your phones now, 425-373-5527, toll-free 888-298-5569. We did hear from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They've got the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area. The Linwood Community Apartments and the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens and the East West Bookshop in Edmonds. That's not where I did the class that Vicki referred to. This is back when East West was in the university district that I used to teach classes down there. And wonderful services that you can, services and classes, most everything is hybrid these days, so you can join in person or online. Go to anandawashington.org to find out all of the great classes. Anandawashington.com, I believe. Anandawashington.com to find out about all the classes and events coming up and all the holiday stuff. And you do something for wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. Shoot me an email if you're interested. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. And we heard from Dr. Nels. So, Dr. Nels, since we seem to have plenty of time, would you please describe again?
It seems like we had a little bit of an audio glitch there. So I assume Martha's talking about the website promo going on right now.
Well, right. Yeah. Can you hear me now? Yeah. Well, Sophie, Miss Nels knows Sophie. She's, she wants me to talk about her. she's been with me three times in this lifetime, but Sophie, those stories are not coming through today. Anyway, so she's kind of wreaking havoc. Anyway, Dr. Nels, we have time. So will you please explain to us how people can get a free session with you and help you out with your website at the same time?
Yes. So the reason is because my website disappeared for at least 2 months. There was no website, probably more. And I think Google forgot I even existed because all these people who used to contact me are not doing that anymore. They just seem to have disappeared. So you will be doing me a huge favor if you go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com and click on the little bar at the top where you see contact. Click that and then scroll down that page just a little bit, and there'll be a form on the side. Fill out your name and think the phone number and a little message to me. You can say, I'd love to have a free treatment for myself or for my cat or for my dog or for my horse. And yes, I would be happy to do any of that because it's the contacting through the website that I want to happen because I want to wake up Google.
And before you mentioned something about going through a blog post, is that no longer required, or would you still like people, if possible, to go through the blog post?
Yeah, thank you for that. If people want to go and click on the blog page, which is right up there by the contact page, if we want to click that and look at the blogs, that's great. And then if you click on a blog and scroll to the bottom, I'll have a thing about a free consultation. You click that, it'll take you to the same place. And it does help activate the blogs and the bots that want to go around and look at those things. So yeah, I'd really appreciate you looking at my blogs as well. Thank you very much, Nathan. So you can either go directly to the contact page or click on a blog, read it, and click at the thing at the bottom, and it'll take you there as well. Either way.
Well, I would say, would it be true to say that if people just go to your website and click around, that that's good? The more things they click on, the better it would be
for the
system? Is that true?
Right. The way the algorithms work is they want to know that people are actually looking. They also want to know if you spend any time there. So don't just click, 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 done. You want to spend a little time reading something here and something there, or you can read all of it because it's wonderful and I wrote it myself. So anyway, yeah, you can do it. And if you want to go to a blog and watch a video, what I would say, if you want to watch one of my videos, whether you go to the YouTube channel directly, go to the blog and click on a link, however you get there, watch the video at least for 3 minutes. And if you can watch it to the end, if it's a longer one, you know, like 10 minutes or something, that's great. When it comes to YouTube, time spent is the number one thing that YouTube watches. So yeah, if you click on and click away, that's not good for me. You might as well ignore them entirely. So anyway, I really appreciate it. And I'd love to give you or your animal a free treatment.
And it seems like we lost Martha's audio for some reason. So while Martha works on that, I will mention too that if you go to Google and you type in healing for ministry for animals, don't put the .com, just type healing ministry for animals. Nels will have his website, at least in my experience, I'm putting that up as the first listing. And if you click on that, it helps Google to know as well.
They're getting there
from Google. Instead of just typing in healingministryforanimals.com, it also helps, you know, know that people are clicking on it. And we got Martha back.
Yay. We do?
Yes.
We do?
Yes.
I don't see my... Okay, there it is.
Yep.
I have no idea what's going on.
It's Mercury.
It's Mercury retrograde. So why don't we just go ahead and hit this little button right here.
Mercury retrograde strikes again.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I have no idea what happened, but I just was moving everything around, and eventually I kicked back in. So I don't know. I must have a weak connection somewhere.
Or just, you know, Mercury playing its little tricks on us.
Oh, bless you, Mercury in retrograde. All right. So we're all good now. We know how to help Dr. Nels and how to get a free session. For you or your animal friends. And then just to finish up, we did at the top of the hour, we heard from Natasha Venter. She will be here next week. Natasha is our media and animal communicator, medium, psychic gal, does personal readings. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website.
That's Linda.
Excuse me. That's Linda. How about... You can check out Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And by the way, she'll give you a free session if you're a new customer to her off the air. Okay, free session. And all you got to do is call her or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. But I was meaning to give you Natasha Venter. And you can find her and check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com. Okay, and her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC for Intuitive Clarifications. She does a YouTube podcast every 4 o'clock every Wednesday. So there you go to YouTube, Natasha Venter IC. You can see her podcast live at 4 on Wednesdays, or you can look at anything in the library. She's got all kinds of stuff on her YouTube channel, just like Dr. Nels has all kinds of stuff on his too. So you can be entertained for a long time. on YouTube watching stuff like that. And remember, our sound healer Jude Ponton is available for to see you privately in the Whispering Dragon Center, which is in her home in Shoreline now. And what a gift to work with her in person and be able to actually experience the gongs and the chimes and so forth along with your treatment. Or she can work with you remotely. Whispering-dragon.com is her website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. So I think we've covered all the advertiser bases here until we do it one more time in this hour. And we covered the Mercury in retrograde. We all know about that. Weather-wise, Nathan, it seems that the wind is disappearing up here, and I do have sunshine. What do we got going on weather-wise today?
Well, if you're looking out the window right now, don't let it fool you. It is currently partly sunny and 58 degrees out there, but as we roll into tonight, well, rain is going to return into the forecast and stick around for quite a bit. Actually get a good break on Veterans Day. It'll be partly sunny again, similar to today. But every other day for the rest of the week, looking like rain and highs in the mid to upper 50s. But not really so windy out there as you were asking. Just pretty calm winds. Just pretty wet.
Good. But the temperatures are going down. It's that time of year. And so remember now, I'll tell you, when I'm out there blowing and I've been doing all that, I'm finding mushrooms everywhere. So that's one thing you want to be careful about. Mushrooms growing up in your yard, especially if you got little rooting around dogs. Because that often when I hear a story, the dogs went out in the yard and then pretty soon they're dead because they went out and ate mushrooms. So if there's any chance that your dog might be interested in eating mushrooms and stuff, it's a good idea to police your yard where your dog would be spending time. However, they're monkey see, monkey do, and you don't want to trigger an interest in mushrooms they don't have. So when I go on mushroom patrol in the yard, Robbie is not with me. He doesn't get to watch that. Okay, so don't let your dogs watch you. They don't know the difference between squishing them and getting rid of them and eating them. So you don't want a lot of these little mushrooms can be toxic. So pay attention to that. Also remember, as the temperature goes down, little dogs may not be so eager to go out for the bathroom. So I am getting calls from people where my dogs weren't really house trained, but it's getting worse now. Well, they're little dogs and it's getting colder. So you gotta give them a sales pitch to get them through the winter. So the crummier the weather, the colder it is, the more important you go out with them. Have a little jolly routine. Oh boy, it's thundering and windy and rainy. Oh boy, let's go out. Oh boy. And then take a high value food reward and reward them on the spot outside. So have a little sales pitch, positive rewards to get them continuing to go outside during the winter and bad weather. That should cover those bases. Let's see. Whatever I do now, I really need Nathan's help, but he's busy on the phone with somebody. So maybe we have a caller coming in. How about if while he's doing that, I will check on current events here. We don't need the music for me to do that. I know there's nothing real news. So the biggest thing on current events right now would be up at the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park, South Everett. And next Saturday, the 15th at 1 p.m. is the Ecology of Hummingbirds with Greg Green. So that ought to be really good. Ecology of Hummingbirds next Saturday at the Northwest Stream Center. Phone number for reservations is 425-316-8592. I think that is the only current thing. Yep, that's the only current thing on current events right now. Other than next week is behavior training and healing questions with me and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other and personal readings with Natasha. So hope you tune in then. All righty. Nathan is back. I thought you might be screening a caller, but is that not the case?
No, just helping somebody access our online stream.
Well, thank you for doing that. Linda.
And we seem to have no idea. There we go.
I think we might want to talk about Nels's newsletter.
Well, that's what I was just going to get to. However, I also just looked at the time. I did, Nathan, and I don't know when you tuned back in because I was looking at current events. I snuck in current events while you were on the phone.
Yep,
so we're done
part.
With that. And now we know we don't have a caller with Nathan, but we do have advertisers to get to. So let's do that. And then we'll have a lot of time to do Dr. Nell's newsletter. Okay, so stay right where you are because you don't know what Dr. Nell's affirmation is for the month or all the other great stuff in the newsletter. So we will get to that post haste right after we take care of our advertisers. Animal World continues right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and now we are on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Love the NuPro Nuggets, best cat vitamins, and little Miss Sophie, who was causing trouble in here a while ago. She often won't eat unless I put her NuPro Nuggets on her food. I call it special treats on top. And the dog NuPro supplements, the powder's phenomenal. If you've got a shedding breed of dog, NuPro will keep the hair on your dog. It's quite amazing. You can often find it in your local pet store, or you can purchase from the website, NuProSupplements.com, and all of them are available on Amazon as well. So check it out, NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, Supplements.com. Our sound healer, Whispering Dragon, Jude Ponton, is available to see you in person or work with you remotely. WhisperingDragon.com, online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And then, remember, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to solve problems quickly with their dogs. And, gosh, I finally got to work on a Saturday yesterday because the last two Saturdays in a row we got rained and stormed and winded out. It was just not safe to be out training dogs. Had a great session yesterday, but I'll tell you what, business is really slow. You know, with inflation going up, prices rising, and we don't know what's going on with tariffs and all this sort of stuff. Pretty crazy, and people aren't spending money on their animals right now. And I could really use your help in beating the bushes and finding folks that need help with their dogs and wanna work with me. Because I usually only have to see you once. And another, I saw almost 3-year-old golden retriever, unneutered golden retriever yesterday, barking like crazy at everything on the planet and dragging the woman all over the neighborhood. We had a model citizen by the time I left. And she continues to be blown away. It's like, I just didn't believe you. I just didn't think we could. I just didn't think it could be done this quick, you know. Anyway, so I make happy campers out of the people I work with, and we often solve problems immediately. So I always do a free telephone evaluation, so give me a call, 360. Oh, and write this number down. Give it to anybody you know that's got dogs and needs help, and tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Oh, by the way, Linda, I'm getting low on your cards. I'll check my supply on nails too. Anyway, I think that takes care of our advertisers, and we are going to get to Nell's newsletter here. But I also think, because I think Nell's has it on his chest, he keeps reminding me. Do we have a Seahawks game today? I believe we do.
Yes. Yep. 1 o'clock.
All right. Are we playing here or away?
It's supposed to be here. Oh, yeah, imagine okay. That. And Arizona, one of our arch rivals. So that's
great. Oh, okay. That's right. So this is going to might be a good game. I mean, the Seahawks, I have to say, you know, I haven't been really paying a whole lot of attention because I'm not happy. You know, I still love Pete Carroll and I loved his energy and Pete and Gino. Anyway, I think I watched their last Seahawks game. Somehow I was around or whatever. They had a big win. Anyway, I saw the coach. What's his name? Mike McDonald, Dr.
Yeah.
Knows?
Yes, okay. Mike McDonald.
I saw him smile.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, he does have a personality. He does smile. He got a little excited. And the team's doing really good. So I thought, well, I might have to start paying attention because they're doing well. So this is kind of maybe kind of a telling game today, is if they keep up the really good play against Arizona, then they really might have something going. Is that?
Well, there's that. And of course, you know, Arizona is one of the people they got to beat. I mean, if you want to be on top at the end of the season, San Francisco and Arizona are important to deal with.
All right. So you can watch that this afternoon. And obviously, Dr. Nils is gearing up already. He's got his Seahawks sweatshirt on. Nathan is just gray today because, you know, his life is over because the Mariners are done.
I am pretty gray because of that.
So Nathan's gray until we have baseball again. Stacy. I forgot to mention Stacy's not here. Well, because she babysits for friends of hers that go to the Seahawks game. So, Stacy's babysitting, but she's alive and well and all is good, and we now can spend the rest of our time with Dr. Nels. Now, Dr. Nels, you already explained that you have a private membership group. Only costs $10 to join for a lifetime. And one of the perks of being a member of your group is you get this newsletter once a month.
Right.
And it comes out the first Sunday of every month. And let's see. Yeah, you called this the Welcome to How to Have More edition of your monthly newsletter.
Right.
Well, I guess it depends. More of what, Dr. Now?
more of the
I don't want more leaves. I got enough leaves. Stuff.
Yeah, yeah. How to have more of what you want.
Ah, okay. Yes. Okay.
All right. So, but just to kind of whip through the newsletter before we get to that, which is, of course, wonderful. I did put up a video of the month, as I always do, and it's a compilation video of 10 stories of old cats and dogs that find healing. The you might say the question is, how old is too old to get well? Well, this shows you it can be pretty old.
So, well, you know, but that doesn't that kind of dovetails with our main discussion today.
Yeah.
You know, because you've got 10 stories of really old dogs and cats that yeah. the neuroenergetic balancing kept them going and alive and well for what? So, you know, just because they're old and seem like they're ready to go, they may not be. So
yeah.
Anyway, this could be very helpful for you to watch these videos. So you got 10 of those.
Yeah, it's right. It's 10 stories all seamed into one video. And as I said, if you're going to watch, you know, get your cup of coffee and watch the whole thing. I think it might take 25, 30 minutes. I can't remember, but probably right in that ballpark. And they're great stories. I mean, I just love putting them together. I love doing all my videos. It's so wonderful.
Cool.
And then after that is the testimonial for November showing Lakshmi with her dog, Ollie. Nice picture there and the story of Ollie and what we did for him. And a new feature.
You got something new now.
Yes, the Healing Ministry for Animals blog post. I decided that each month I'm going to do a new blog post every week. So what I'm doing is I'm putting in on the newsletter the four new titles for the month. So you can have quick access directly from the newsletter. You can just click one of those titles. The ones for last month, when is neuroenergetic balancing right for your pet? Or this one, 25,000 dachshunds can't walk.
Oh, wow.
That's a great article.
Yeah.
Cat poops and pees outside the litter box is top reason for euthanasia. That's that title.
Wow.
And the other title is dachshund IBD symptoms is number one search phrase. So, yeah, they're good short articles, but they've got some good info in there. And they always have a video you can watch, you can click on if you like. And
wonderful.
Then the next thing in the newsletter is my wife Martha's wonderful stories about what's been going on in her life, sometimes from childhood, sometimes current. These are pretty current stories right now, building a bridge, a love story within a love story, and it's about the geese on our pond that nested there this year.
Yeah, so this is a personal current story with you guys.
Yeah, and it's a great story. And
I think they're Canadian geese, right?
Yep, giant Canadian geese, the big ones. And so, yes, we will have more coming part four next month. And I provide the links for the previous ones. So if you're new to my membership, you can just click a link and be able to go to the previous newsletter and read that as well.
All right. And then next, you've got listed your class for this week, so you better give us the lowdown on the class again.
Right. Well, I love the little video clip there. You were talking about sword fighting. Well, this cat knows how to do lightsabers.
Wow.
So that's fun. Yes, this is a one-hour free webinar to members only, how to reset your pet. It's how to get them unstuck from fight or flight, which also often helps with the little aches and pains and stiffness of getting old. So it's a great thing to know. And that's going to be this Wednesday. If you're not a member yet, you need to contact me immediately so I can get you enrolled. And then we can sign you up for Wednesday evening and you can learn how to do this for your pet.
All right. And is that the last thing before our affirmation now?
Yeah, well, there was your show, but that's happening now as we speak.
Right. So we've covered that base here.
Yep. So this month's affirmation is, do you want more? And in parentheses, this is the law of attraction in action. And in a nutshell, how you feel is the most critical part of the law of attraction. And so this affirmation is all about what I call witnessing, which is experiencing what it is you want to have more of. So if you want to have love, look around you. Look for examples of love in your environment. Keep watching all the time. If you're prepared to see love, you will attract love. That's how it works. And it's the same for everything. If you're prepared to see it, if you're always looking for it, it's coming your way.
So, yeah, if you're always looking for disaster or for the next shoe to drop, guess what?
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing happened. Yeah, that's what you're inviting. That's what you're going to get.
Right. So the affirmation is, I witness the feeling that attracts what I want all day, every day. And that's more like a message to yourself. You can post that on your mirror or your fridge and remind yourself, oh yeah, I want to look for abundance or wealth or happiness or love, you know, anything you want. And you want to make sure that that's where your focus is. You're looking for that all the time. That's what I call witnessing. If you do that, then it's coming your way.
Yeah, and I think this is really, this is an important newsletter, and this concept is a little different than what we usually talk about. And this concept of witnessing and looking for, I think that's really important. So yeah. You really need this newsletter and to be able to read everything, because, you know, we can't read you the whole newsletter and everything that Dr. Nils wrote on this subject. But it, I really like that idea. And then you get to see, because I'm sitting here cracking up, this goofy little red squirrel.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I mean, what a cute little video that is. This little squirrel.
I don't know how I found that, but
oh,
I had to have it. So yeah. The little dancing squirrel is amazing.
Yeah. And it's a real squirrel and it's quite cute. But I can see where that would really make a difference in terms of looking for what it is that you want to be manifesting.
Yeah.
Rather than looking for the opposite unconsciously. But so you're actually looking and then you'll start finding. But that's a really good concept and one that I don't think we've really covered before. So this is a really, really good one. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And it occurred to me with the holidays coming up that this is just the kind of timely message we want to have.
All right. And the affirmation again is, I witness the feeling that attracts what I want all day, every day. What the heck? Three times. I witness the feeling that attracts what I want all day, every day. I witness the feeling that attracts what I want all day, every day.
Yes.
Great place to wrap up here. And golly, Nathan, thank you for keeping everything rolling. Linda, thank you. And remember, Linda, you can find at verticalenergyworldwide.com. If you haven't worked with her off the air, you can get a free introductory session. Call or text her at 206-706-2836. If you need Dr. Nils, go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link, scroll down, fill out the form, email to him, and you can tell him you want the free session for you or your animal friends. And then next week, of course, Natasha will be here. And you can call in with your behavior training or healing questions for me. And any questions you have for Natasha, or if you need her to talk to your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, or want a personal reading, that's next week. So, golly, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Linda. And thank you, Dr. Nils. And good luck to the Seahawks this afternoon. And I guess that's going to do it. So as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.